Well, interestingly, as you point out, before 1980, virtually no American soldier had ever been killed in any kind of military action in that part of the world. And since 1980, very few have been killed who were not in that part of the world. This shift that occurred from the Middle East being largely an area of influence or control by the European colonial powers to the United States exercising such a huge role, how did that happen?
Well, we Americans have forgotten, but prior to the beginning of the Cold War, the United States was not a great military power. We raised forces from time to time to deal with some particular issue, but it was in the wake of the Cold War that we as a nation decided on a permanent basis to maintain a large military establishment. For the first several decades of that Cold War, the United States had two priorities. We were willing to fight for Western Europe. We were willing to fight, did fight, in East Asia. We were not willing to fight for the Middle East. That changes in 1980, specifically, a particular moment in January of 1980, when President Jimmy Carter, in his State of the Union address, promulgates what's known as the Carter Doctrine.
Well, I think we actually have a clip on that. We'd like to go to that now. This is Jimmy Carter, January 23rd, 1980, delivering the State of the Union address. You mentioned and laying out what would later become known as the Carter Doctrine.
Let our position be absolutely clear. An attempt by any outside force to gain control of the Persian Gulf region will be regarded as an assault on the vital interests of the United States of America. And such an assault will be repelled by any means necessary, including military force.